Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Dear listeners, now let's listen to the 46th and 7th verses of chapter Nur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. لقد أنزلنا آيات مبينات والله يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
We have certainly sent down distinct verses, and Allah guides whom He wills to a straight path.
ويقولون آمنا بالله وبالرسول وأطعنا ثم يتولى فريق منهم من بعد ذلك وما أولئك بالمؤمنين.
But the hypocrites say, "We have believed in Allah and in the Messenger, and we obey." Then a party of them turns away after that, and those are not believers.
So, as you were with us, we discussed the 46th verse in the previous episode. In the previous episode, we mentioned two different occasions of revelations that were mentioned by the commentators regarding these verses. So, in these verses, the Almighty Allah in the Holy Quran talks about belief, the reasons of monotheism, and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the world. So it says that those ones who pay attention to these signs will be successful in finding the right path. And these signs are explanatory if you had the sight, or better say, the insight needed. So these are some verses that lighten the hearts, but with the light of faith, with the light of monotheism and unity. Of course, the existence of these explanatory revelations paves the ground for faith, but the main role is played by divine guidance. Because the verse says, وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Allah guides whom He pleases onto the right path.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, dear listeners, we know that Allah's will is not undue, and the light of guidance is cast on those hearts that are receptive for accepting it. That is, they have started spiritual struggle. They have taken steps towards Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these steps are ought to be taken by paying attention to the signs He has provided in the world, ayatin mubayyinat. But then, the hypocrites, who have no faith and only speak about faith, and faith cannot be cast on their hearts, are reprimanded. That is why the verse says, وَمَا أُولَٰئِكَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. These hypocrites are not truly believers. So as we said, regarding the occasion of revelation of this verse, it was about one hypocrite who wanted to have his quarrel settled down, but he did not refer to the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for he thought that the Prophet might not rule justly between them. So the verse says, and they say, "Amanna billah wa bil rasul wa ata'na." They say with their tongues, "We believe in Allah, we believe in the Messenger, we obey them." Then after that, some of them turn away. ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّى فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ. And this turning away in our case was the fact that the hypocrite did not refer to the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam for having his quarrel settled down. So he is reprimanded. وَمَا أُولَٰئِكَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. These are not really believers. What kind of faith is that? That it is only uttered with your tongue. It is not manifested in other fields of our deeds. This is not a true faith. It is understood from this verse that if a person's faith remains only at the level of tongue, and the person does not really believe in Allah, he is not considered a believer. For if he were a believer, his faith would not be rejected in this verse. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry, in your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets of this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith